This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. From the time she was very small, my daughter Eliza has described stories she loves as safe place. And now as a family, we all use that phrase. Eliza loves anything safe place. Something safe place is something cozy, warm, happy, loving, and safe. Like the books The Borrowers or Little Women. Oddly, Eliza says, a book like Murder on the Orient Express or a show like The Muppet Show also give her that safe place feeling. She's in college now, and she texted me to say that she'd read a book for class that she loved so much that she wrote a note to her professor to say how much she enjoyed it. She said it was a real safe place kind of book. So with that kind of recommendation, of course, I immediately headed to the library to check out that book. A memoir by American poet, writer, and critic Donald Hall called String Too Short to Be Saved, Memories of a Disappearing New England. I read the book, and I knew exactly why Eliza loved it. After I'd finished, I called her up to talk about it. Here's one passage that we both loved that captured the beautiful spirit of the book. Here, Donald Hall describes his summers with his grandparents on their farm in New Hampshire, and what he gained from that time. When I woke every morning, I knew what the day would provide. The 6 days of work were followed by a Sunday when we went to church, read books, and received callers. The farm had an order to it, for the animals had to be fed, and the vegetables had to be weeded, and the hay had to be cut for winter. Everything done was part of a motion we didn't control, but chose to implement, a process of eating, mating, and dying. I liked the sense of necessary motion. The farm was a form, not like a set of rules on a wall, but like the symmetry of winter and summer, or like the balance of day and night over the year, June against December. My grandfather lived by the farm all his life, and my summers on the farm were my glimpse of it. I especially love his use of the word provide. When I woke every morning, I knew what the day would provide. It's a beautiful book. I'll post a link to it in the show notes if, like Eliza and me, you also sometimes like to visit that kind of safe place in your imagination. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.